Today's Daily Devo is for December 3rd, 2021, titled More Than a Royal Heir, written by Handy Calixton, read by Marie Drasik. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne. Luke chapter 1, verse 32. Legal rules surround the birth of an heir to the throne in some royal families. An heir can be a parent, if he or she will become heir after the death of his ancestor, or presumptive, if no other heir is born with more claims to the position. Everything is meticulously planned so that the heir, whether apparent or presumptive, can fully assume his or her privileges at the right time. The irony is that things often do not go as premeditated. Jesus is more than an heir apparent or presumptive. He didn't have to wait until God was dead to become heir. God is not dead and never will be, yet he appointed his son, Jesus, heir of all things. See Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. Secondly, no one could take the throne from the hands of Jesus. He alone is worthy to rule over Israel forever. Old Testament prophecies attest to his greatness. See Micah chapter 5, verse 4. His sonship with God, his divinity, see Psalm chapter 2, verse 7, his lineage from King David, see Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7. His reign over Israel, see Micah chapter 5, verse 2. And his eternal kingdom, see Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 through 14. All these prophecies have been fulfilled as God planned. As Paul so aptly pointed out, since we are children of God, we too are his heirs. Consequently, we become co-heirs with Jesus. See Romans chapter 8, verses 16 through 17. Let us enjoy and take full possession of our inheritance with the Son of the Most High. Today's action step. Enjoy your privilege as co-heir with the Son of Man.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.